神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟您在一起。
There was a man named Mr. Lee who really had not accomplished what he wanted out of life.
曾经有一个姓李的先生呢，他想要达到的目标，可是后来都没有达到。
But his brother-in-law had.
但是他的姐夫却很有成就。
He had a very high position.
他可是有很高的地位。
And he was very wealthy.
而且很有钱。
Now, Mr. Lee felt very badly inside about this.
所以呢，李先生心里面很不好受。
As it grew, he began to wonder why his brother-in-law got all of the breaks.
他心里面就很怀疑，为什么他的姐夫那么幸运呢？
Then there became a burning desire in him to have what his brother-in-law has.
然后越想就越羡慕，心里面就很强的意愿想要拥有他姐夫所拥有的。
He was always putting his brother-in-law down when they went to the family dinners.
每一次他们家里有聚餐的时候，他总是想尽办法要来贬他的姐夫。
He would try to boast of the little things that he did.
有时候呢，特别的去暴露一些他的一些小事情。
You see, he had envy in his heart.
他的心里面带着那种嫉妒性的羡慕。
And it was driving him.
而且那种意愿一直在驱赶他。
Now his brother-in-law recognized this.
他的姐夫发现了。
But he didn't know what to do.
他也不晓得该怎么对待他。
He tried never to boast around him about what he had.
所以呢，他就从来不在他面前夸他的任何的事情。
And he began to recognize that his brother-in-law had an envious spirit.
他就发现自己这个小舅子心里面已经有嫉妒。
Now you might say, what does it mean to envy?
或许你说什么叫嫉妒呢？
Because I'm sure you have known people like this.Or maybe at times you have been like this.
或许你过去曾经碰过这样的人，或者你自己也有这种嫉妒的这样的一个现象。
Envy is a desire to possess what another has, or to have the same advantages as they have.
嫉妒就是对别人所拥有的很羡慕，或者是看到别人的机遇，也很希望有这样的机遇。
You might say, why does it matter whether a person envies or not?
那一个人会有嫉妒，这有什么关系吗？
Well, we're going to talk about that just a little bit later.
那待会儿我们再来谈。
Now I want to give you another illustration of another problem in many people's lives.
那另外一个我要给你一个例子，是一般人有的问题。
There's a young lady named May.
有一个年轻女孩子，她的名字叫做 May.
She is the manager of her department.
她是工作部门的经理。
Very hard. But there was another girl there that was a hard worker also.
她可是工作得很努力跟辛苦。但是呢，另外一个女孩子也是很努力的工作。
Now her name was Lou.
那她的名字叫做 Lou.
And she was a very cheerful girl.
这个 Lou 这个女孩子呢，可是一个很友善的一个孩子。
Now May was not a very cheerful person.
May 就不是很友善了。
Actually, she had some inner fears.
那这个 May 的心里面是有一种好像恐惧一样。
And she was very demanding and hard to work for.
而且工作起来呢，跟她在一起工作，她很严厉，很难相处的。
But Lou was a happy girl who worked very efficiently.
那这个 Lou 呢，她是很满足的，在自己的工作岗位上面。
And everybody liked her.
每一个人都很喜欢她。
even the boss.
连老板都很喜欢这个路。
He often smiled and laughed with them and was so happy when he could come through and talk to Lou.
因为呢，他常常有说有笑，所以大家很喜欢来跟他说话。
May began to notice this.
这个时候 ，May 就发现了。
And something came up in her heart.
她的心里面有一个变化。
And she began to act very mean toward Lou.
这样的话，她就越来对这个 Lou 呢越来越严厉。
Very demanding.
对她呢啊，非常的严厉。
She would make fun of her too.
而且有时候取笑她。
Now Lou didn't understand what was happening at first.
这个 Lou 呢一开始就不晓得怎么回事。
Then she began to understand that May was jealous of her.
后来她才发现，原来这个 May 在嫉妒她。
And the truth was, May was jealous of her.
那事实上，她真的是在嫉妒她。
And feared that she would take her job.
心里面很担心这个 Lou 会取代她的工作。
Now, let's look at the word jealousy.
我们来看一看这个嫉妒这两个字。
You see, it's the desire to guard what we possess.
那就是你的心呢，被这种啊意愿想要有的意愿所包围。
It's being possessive over what we have.
这种嫉妒就是想要占有、拥有你现在有的。
Let us look at the two different things we've been talking about: envy and jealousy.
那我们来看一看这刚才两个例子，一个是羡慕别人有的，一个是嫉妒啊拥有自己的。
Now envy is a burning desire to have.
这个羡慕呢，是一种里面的很强烈的想要有的欲望。
Where jealousy is the burning desire to keep what you have.
那嫉妒呢，是有一种很强烈的这种欲望，想要占有，想要啊守住自己有的。
Envy is wanting what another person has.
羡慕是要别人的。
Jealousy is.Being possessive over what one has.
嫉妒是想要占住自己现在有的。
Envy is an empty hand that craves to be filled.
这种羡慕呢，就好像一个啊空的手，想要能够抓满。
Jealousy is a full hand that fears to be empty.
那这个嫉妒呢，就像好像啊满满的一把，然后你很害怕会漏掉。
Envy usually involves two people.
这个羡慕通常是两者之间的事情。
And jealousy usually involves three people.
嫉妒通常会有三个。
The Bible tells us that a heart at peace gives life to the body.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，心里面的平安呢，会带给我们生命。
But envy rots the bones.
可是这个嫉妒会让我们的骨头枯干。
What it is telling us here that when we are a person that envies, we lose any peace that we ever had.
意思是说，如果你心里面有那种羡慕、嫉妒性的羡慕的话，那么你会失去你里面的那种平安或者是平静。
It goes right to the structure of man.
你这样的话就对于会冲击你整个的人。
He said it even rots the very bones.
甚至你的骨头都会腐蚀枯干。
So you can see this is not healthy, spiritually, physically, or emotionally.
所以这个羡慕嫉妒呢，对于你的这种情绪，或者是你的心灵，你的身体都不好的。
And that's why I want to warn and help those who have this envious spirit.
那就是为什么我特别要来警告提醒，还要帮助啊，会羡慕嫉妒的人。
At first you begin to sort of notice how this other person has so much.
刚开始，一开始你会发现有一种感觉，为什么那个人有那么多。
And then you let your mind dwell on it.
然后你就开始去想了。
This is the first mistake.
这是第一步。
You should tell yourself then, well, after all, they worked hard for it, and maybe someday I will have it.
那最好你是这样想，就想说对方他有啊很多的努力，他付出很多。那如果我像这样的话，以后我可能也会有。
So now you begin to be a critical person.
第二步你会进入一种好像批评。
Because now you think that life is unfair to you.
因为你会想到说人生对我不公平。
And so you begin to criticize.
你就开始批评了。
Particularly the person that you are envying.
特别是你那种羡慕的对象，你开始批评他。
Then you have vengeful feelings.
接下去呢，你会有一种好像要报复的一种感觉。
You resent them.
你对他很恼恨。
When you see them, it bothers you.
特别是看到他的时候呢，会干扰你。
And you think to yourself, after all, why don't I have that?
那就想说呢，为什么我就不能有他有的。
And then we begin actually to have an internal pain over that other person's success.
在这些之后呢，你里面有一种痛苦，就是对方越成功，你越痛苦。
And then we overreact many times.
接下去你会有过度的反应。
By trying to achieve more and more.
那你就会想要更努力的得到你要的成就。
But you always feel like I never get ahead. I never have the advantages that other person has.
那越这样你就越觉得好像我都没有对方的机会，我都没有办法像他一样。
And then you become a greedy person.
接下去呢，里面就很贪心了。
And everything in life, all you do is want and get and get.
所以所有你的生命的方向呢，都是是我要，我要，我要这个，我要那个。
And then you become a demanding person.
然后你会变成一个很严厉的人。
You began to demand what you think you deserve.
然后对人会很苛刻。
This often happens in families.
在家庭里面特别会有这种情况。
Sometimes they don't have, it begins fairly early in life.
有时候是早期的时候就有这样的现象。
And it brings much hurt to a family.
这样的话对家庭呢有些伤害。
This is the same thing that happens with jealousy.
这个羡慕跟嫉妒是同样的一个情况。
Jealousy is when we judge others and think that they're doing something to us or trying to take something from us.
这个嫉妒呢就是我们判断某一个人可能会从我们这边抢夺什么。
Many times we don't want to allow any outside relationships, and this comes with jealousy between husbands and wives.
特别是夫妻之间呢，很惧怕有第三者的侵入。
You know, there is a certain amount of feelings about a woman if her husband is unfaithful to her.
特别是先生如果有外遇的这种经验的话，那这个太太会有特别的这种嫉妒的情况。
Because he is one with her.The two of them are one. And so when he is unfaithful, the feeling of jealousy does arise.
因为本来夫妻两个人是一体的，结果呢，第三者的侵入会让这个妻子呢，特别会有嫉妒的这种现象。
But I'm talking about the kind of jealousy even in marriage where there is no basis for it at all.
但是呢，我要谈的是，即使都没有这种实际的情况，还是会有嫉妒。
But in their imagination, they feel that they're being unfaithful to them.
因为从想象里面去想象揣摩对方有不忠的行为。
So a jealous person gets anxious over things. It gets angry over things.
一个容易嫉妒的人呢，很容易会有焦虑和生气。
Because many times they are emotionally dependent on the other person.
因为他们的情绪是寄托依赖在对方，就是对方的那个人的身上。
And a lot of it finds its basis in insecurity.
那基本上是里面没有安全感。
Now when a person is jealous, he is very, very suspicious.
这样的人会变得很多疑。
Now, this is a very grave problem, within a family particularly.
在一个家庭里面，这会变成一个很大的问题。
But the jealous person is the one who is really under pressure.
事实上，这个嫉妒者，这个人本身呢，就是在这种压力下面。
And just like envy, it distorts your way of being able to relate to people.
跟羡慕一样，到后来会影响到你跟人的关系。
Many times, jealousy and envy both are sort of masked, you cover it up, and maybe you're not even aware of it.
有时候羡慕也好，嫉妒也好，很容易被我们好像戴面具一样掩饰起来。
So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the kind of mask that we can put on or coverings that we put over so that it isn't very easy to distinguish.
那我们要来谈一谈这个羡慕或嫉妒会表现出来哪一些面具，好让我们好像都看不出来，察觉不出来。
Now, if you're a person that makes the issue that life is unfair to you.
比如说呢，你认为生命对我不公平。
This is one of the coverings a person who envy wears.
那这种想法是一种你嫉妒的、和羡慕的一种面具。
When you talk to that person, that's one of the first things that comes up. Life is so unfair to me.
当你跟他谈话的时候，他总是表现出我觉得对我不公平。
Another one is self-pity.
另外一种是自怜。
Poor me.
好可怜啊。
Nobody has it as bad as I do.
没有人像我这么凄惨的。
I always have bad luck, you say.
我总是呢，非常的倒霉。
But you see, that's just another mask that we put over many times, the heart who is envying what others have.
这个基本上心里面是有那种羡慕的这样的心态，可是呢，外面呢，却用这种自怜来做一个面具。
Sometimes you will meet that person who is very indifferent to people or situations. They act like it doesn't matter, nothing matters to them.
另外一种面具就是呢，有的人呢，面对一些情况的时候呢，总是表现出一份很潇洒、不在乎的样子。
Actually, that may be a covering that they have on to hide the fact that they're jealous of many things.
有时候那也是一种里面羡慕或嫉妒的一种外表的面具。
Sometimes you'll meet a person at work like that.
有的人你会发现工作上就有这样的人。
Sometimes they're very cold and act like nothing bothers them, but underneath they are jealous of some of the things and some of the people.
他们表现得很冷漠，他们呢、好像什么都不在乎，可是呢，基本上他们的心里头呢，事实上是在羡慕或嫉妒。
Sometimes they will avoid relationships altogether.
也有的时候他们会避免避开人跟人的关系
because they know that somehow it makes them uncomfortable
因为那些人跟我在一起我觉得不舒服
and whenever they have to share those relationships they don't feel good about it
所以每一次呢有一种关系上的这种分享的时候呢他就不想要有
and without even realizing they are truly a jealous person
那自己可能不晓得事实上他是里面有嫉妒
Sometimes it's those who look at people who are up on a pedestal and idolizes them.
有时候他们也会很容易去看一个人，把他看得过高，把他英雄化了。
In reality, they envy them and wish they could be up there.
事实上是自己很羡慕自己可以那个样子。
Sometimes a person will offer false praise and congratulations.
有时候这个人呢会对别人有那种过度或者错误的赞美或者是庆祝。
In reality, they're just covering up how they envy that person.
事实上心里面所掩饰的在里面的就是羡慕对方。
And if that person has taken a position that they wanted, they may be very jealous of that person.
如果这个人呢占有了他想要的那个位置的时候他就会很嫉妒的。
So can you see how damaging this can be in your relationships?
你可以想象这些这样的一个表态会很伤害人跟人的关系的。
Now let's continue to see some of these other coverings.
那我们继续的再看有没有其他的一些面具。
This is a person many times that will drop false information about that one that they envy.
那有时候呢他会对他所羡慕的对象呢会有一些错误的传达
or even that one that they're jealous of
还是说他嫉妒的对象他也会有一种错误的一些误导那种传达
and then you know what they'll do
然后他们做什么你知道吗
they will say that the other person is envious of them or jealous of them
他们反过来会讲说对方是在羡慕自己
What they do is they project their jealousy on the other person.
原来他把自己的这种嫉妒或羡慕呢反射到对方去了。
So when you see someone accusing another person of being jealous of them, beware, because it may be deep in their heart they're jealous of that person.
所以如果你看到某一个人跟在控告向你告状说哪一个人在嫉妒他的话，或许就是他自己的一个情况。
Sometimes when a person envies another one, they'll try to put up a big front and they'll try to develop a superior attitude to that person.
当一个人对对方有一种羡慕的时候呢，有时候他也会用一种好像很强势的这样的一个表态，让对方感觉他比他好。
So our envy and our jealousy can be hidden behind many different coverings.
所以你可以看到，不管是嫉妒或这种羡慕也好，很容易都藏在这些面具的后面。
You might ask, well, what causes this?
或许你会问说，怎么会这样子呢？
We develop a desire for selfish gain.
因为我们一开始就有一种自我或者是自私的一种强烈的意愿。
This is what an envious person does. They begin to compare themselves with other people.
一个羡慕人的人呢，就是很容易把自己跟别人来比。
Not satisfied with what they have.
对自己有的或对自己不满意。
Something inside of you wants to emphasize your personal rights.
一方面呢，在里面呢，常常会争取或者是强调自己的权益。
They build unrealistic expectations.
然后你会建立一种不真实的期待。
Now in jealousy, you may have a lack of trust in your heart.
嫉妒的人呢，心里面缺乏信任。
Never been able to trust anyone.
从来不信任人。
And then on top of that, you may have a low self-esteem.
那事实上呢，基本上你是对自己的价值感很低的。
And you may be a person who feels guilty.
或许你也是那种常常会有罪恶感的人。
Others have made you feel guilty.
别人让你有罪恶感。
And then you may be a person who fears losing something.
然后你会很害怕失去你有的。
So you see, in a sense, jealousy has a tremendous beginnings from something that may have happened in our life before.
所以一个容易嫉妒的人呢，常常在早期的时候，他心里面就有一些开始的变化。
What makes people envious?
到底什么会让你有羡慕的这样的心态？
One thing is money.
比如说钱你会羡慕。
Other may be honors and awards.
别人的荣誉或者是他们的奖赏你会羡慕。
Maybe they're dissatisfied with their looks and they want looks and good clothing.
有时候对他们的外表，比如说他们的容貌或者是这所穿着的也会羡慕。
Other people's talents make them envious.
别人的才干也会叫人羡慕。
When they see someone advancing and promoting, they become envious.
看到别人升迁了，得到好处了，也会羡慕。
Maybe when they see others getting social invitations and they don't, they become envious.
在社交方面呢，有的人呢很被就是好很吃香呢，别人很喜欢他，也会羡慕人家。
What are some of the things that makes a person jealous?
那什么会让人嫉妒呢？
Rivalry between brothers and sisters.
比如说像兄弟姐妹间。
Friendships.
友情。
Marriage relations.
夫妻之间的关系。
Relations between parents and children.
亲子之间的关系。
Competitive workers.
有时候同事之间的这种比较。
These are some of the things that make a person and sets up a situation where they will become jealous.
这些都会有一些情境叫我们容易嫉妒。
And a lot of it is rooted in our thinking.
事实上，它的基本上嫉妒的根源是在你的想法。
As a man thinks, so is he.
人怎么想，行出来就怎么样。
The person who envies thinks, I have a right to have what others have because I need to feel significant.
比如说一个羡慕人的人呢，总是想说别人有的我应该也有这种权利有，因为我希望我自己能够有价值。
And this is the only way I find my significance.
那好像只有这样才能够找到自己的价值。
And it's the same thing for a jealous person, only they say, I have a right to keep what I have.
嫉妒的人也是一样，只是呢，嫉妒的人意思是说呢，我要好好的占有我所有的。
To fulfill my need for significance.
这样的话，也会提高我的价值感，而且呢，满足我的需要。
You see, this is in the heart of every man.
这个是人心里面所存的。
The need to feel significant.
总是想要有价值感。
But you see, the Word of God tells us how to feel significant.
神的话告诉我们，人的价值感应该怎么样建立。
Not by envying what someone has or being jealous of what you have.
不是用羡慕的或用嫉妒的。
But find your significance in God.
而是在神的里面找到你的价值。
God made you.
因为神造了你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And this is what gives us true significance.
这个才是给你真正的价值感。
And we really don't need any other.
那除了这个之外，你不再需要别的了。
They will come as we live our life in peace and harmony.
那你在你的生活当中建立起这种和谐还有平安，你的价值会一直在提升。
But you say to yourself, I know I'm a person that envies.
或许现在你说，我就是那个容易羡慕的人。
Or maybe you say, I know I have jealousy and it really troubles me and I have lots of problems with it.
或者你是说呢，我就是那一个，我里面我知道我有嫉妒的这种亲情，这种心态常常会干扰我。
Then we need help in this area.
这样的话你需要帮助。
And when we recognize, and this is a secret of many problems in our life, when we recognize it.
当你察觉到这个是你要解决问题的一个最初步的一个关键，一个秘诀，你要警觉到你的问题。
If you recognize now that you are a jealous person, then let's see if there's some things that can help you through this.
如果你已经警觉到你是一个嫉妒的人的话，那么现在希望下面的步骤可以帮助你。
Learn how to speak your heart to someone.
好不好？学习把你的心里面的想法讲出来，向某一个人讲出来。
And then begin to determine what is the source of my jealousy.
然后就开始去寻求到底我这个嫉妒的根源在哪里？
And you'll probably come up with the thought that I'm selfish.
那后来你会发现说，原来我是一个很自私的人。
Then you may have to decide whether the feelings you have toward a person is real, whether they really are doing something to make you jealous, or whether it's something that you have just imaginated.
接下来你要好好的考虑，思考一下，到底这个嫉妒的根源是真的呢？是对象是真的是有这样的一个情况呢，还是你想象的而已？
And when you once do that and find out that really this person is doing something that is making you jealous, it is good then if you're able to talk with that person about this.
那如果你发现原来这个你嫉妒的对象对你是很真实的话，那最好你可以去跟他面对面来谈。
Not trying to put the blame on them, but trying to somehow or other explain and talk this thing over together.
不是叫你去责备他，而是呢跟他把这个事情谈出来，谈清楚。
Maybe you have to ask forgiveness.
有时候你要请他原谅你。
Because maybe you've done something to cause this.
因为呢，或许有时候是出于你延伸出来的问题。
Because the person may confirm to you that they were not doing anything, or they did not feel they were doing anything to cause you jealousy.
这样子的话，你也给对方一个机会跟你表白。或许他会跟你说：“我根本没有这个意思，要让你有这样的这种嫉妒的这样的一个情况。”
And then it is good when you can work out a plan together and work this thing out.
那这样的话，你们两个人有一个默契，就是以后要彼此来帮忙。
But sometimes if it's someone that is maliciously hurting you, you may have to withdraw yourself from them.
那或许你碰到有一些人呢，就是特意要去伤害你的话，那你最好就要避开。
Now with this problem of envy and jealousy,You must face the problem. You must learn how to overcome it. And one of the greatest ways is to pray. God is there to help you. He is there to bring you out of this.
不管你有嫉妒或羡慕的毛病，你一定要去发掘出来，而且要去面对它，要去解决。不然的话，对你麻烦会很大。那最好的方法就是能够去寻求神，求神来帮助你去祷告。
So he will give us that self-importance that we need.
因为你自我的这种价值感会从神那里来得着。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。